Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. The first reading today is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. By the way, I hope that insofar as it's possible, that you have your Bible with you when you're listening to this, because it's both hearing and seeing. If you can get two senses at work, that really does help to imprint it on your brain and hopefully on your memory. Not that you memorize it right away, but that reading and hearing, when you get it through two senses, it really can enable you to remember and retain the Word of God more powerfully. Today, we look at the first reading from 2 Timothy, second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. Beloved, remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel, for which I am suffering even to the point of chains, like a criminal. But the word of God is not changed. I love that sentence. The word of God is not changed. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. You will not be disappointed. That I can promise you, because God has promised it, if we are faithful to Him in this world, which includes, faithful doesn't mean perfect. Faithful means that when we sin, when we fall, that we repent, that we turn back to the Lord right away as quickly as we can, and we repent of our sin. We repent of our weakness. The weakness in the sense of not following the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but following our own flesh, our own desires. We have a battle to fight all the time. What I'm trying to say to you is this whole week is how important it is because of the reward. I hope that you do it for the sake of your love for God, not for yourself, but for the sake of the love of God, that you will follow Him and believe in Him. And then the reward is literally out of this world. Promise you that. I can promise you, because God has promised, for those who are faithful, those who repent of their sin day in and day out and keep turning toward the Lord, keep following Him, worship Him, read His word, repent when they fail. You do that, you're going to be in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity. Notice God didn't say you have to be perfect. He said, follow me and repent when you fail. Now, when we repent, if we really mean it, if we honestly, legitimately are repenting, not just saying the words, but meaning it, then that means we're going to try harder not to fall into that sin. And over time, the number of times we confess or the number of times we actually sin in a particular area will grow less if we rely on Him. Not my chart, my plan, my idea, but Lord, I come to you humbly and I ask again and again that you will forgive me, that I might be more and more a disciple of yours. So here in Paul's letter to Timothy, he says, the word of God is not chained. Even though I'm in chains, the word of God is not chained. And remember that. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. Believe it. If we have died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with Him. But if we deny Him, He will deny us. If we are unfaithful, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. If we deny Him, He will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, so that if we turn back to him, he continues to be faithful to us. Remind people of these things and charge them before God to stop disputing about words. This serves no useful purpose since it harms those who listen. Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God, a workman who causes no disgrace, imparting the word of truth without deviation. Imparting the word of truth without deviation. Think about that. What does Jesus tell us in the Ten Commandments? Am I faithful? Do I repent when I fail? Do I seek to become more and more conformed to him by turning away from those things that our senses want, our own selfishness wants? We want everything for me. Rather than, Lord, I am your servant. I belong to you, and I want to follow you. I want to become more like you. Mean that. It's going to mean you're going to die to some things, but if you really love him and you can say, I want to be more like you, he's going to reveal himself. He really is. He's going to reveal himself to you. Psalm 25, teach me your ways, O Lord. Not, let's have a discussion, I'll share with you what I think and you share with me what you think, and then we'll make a mutual decision. No. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are God my Savior. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him. You know what that means. The word fear here means reverence. Do you, when you come into church, do you genuinely genuflect? Now, there are some people who simply can't physically. But you can stop. You can bow your head. You can stop for a moment and say, Lord, I adore you. Thank you for being here. I welcome you into my heart. You can do those things. Do you make the sign of the cross with reverence when you come into the church? It doesn't mean you have to genuflect and stay down there for 5 minutes so everybody sees how holy you are. No, what I'm talking about is what's in you. Do you just go through the motions? Or do you really take that moment to adore him? And as you walk through your pew, to thank him, to bless his holy name. That's the attitude that we need to have. And God will bless us when we carry it out. You know, he's honestly, when you go into church, he's honestly right there. But it doesn't penetrate our five senses. We don't get confirmation from our senses. It takes faith. But nobody's trying to steer you astray. They're trying to show you the whole truth, that God so loved us that he gave us his only begotten Son. In death, he gave him to us. And not only does he do that, but he offers his body and blood for us to eat, to feast on, to be sustained. You can just go through the motions, or you can say, Lord, I do believe, but help my own belief. Help my doubts. Help my fears. Lord, I want to believe. I used to say, I want to want something, because I did want something, but I wasn't sure what the ramifications would be. So I'm just using this as an example to show you how I had to struggle. I finally got to the point of being able to say, Lord, I want to want your will. I don't. But I want to want it. And then there are days when I honestly can say, I want your will. It's not easy. But the more God draws us closer to himself, the more we realize that he is a good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. And he is caring for us. We begin to see with his eyes what he's about instead of our own. That's the grace of faith. But I had to go steps to that, to yield myself, to no longer be president of creation or vice president. I had to yield myself to God and to his will and to his way. And even though I can laugh about some of the circumstances, nevertheless, it was a hard battle because I wanted to retain in some way my autonomy. And yet you're actually fulfilled as a son or daughter. You're really fulfilled, and it's glorious when you accept his will and embrace his will and follow him. You're going to be blessed, but you aren't going to know that until you surrender. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" And Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.'" Do you hear that? And that's what I was hesitating to do. By giving him my whole life, by seeking his will. But he says, if God asks this of us, he gives us the grace to say yes to it. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Now here was a scribe, but a scribe who, instead of going on every jot and tittle of the law, was beginning to see. He was beginning to enter in. And Jesus says to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions, as they realized they could not refute his arguments, his explanations. Did they say, "Lord, teach me"? No. In their pride, they pulled back and tried to find a way to harm him. We can do that too. You know, "Well, God, look what's happened in that church. Look what's happened here. There's no God." That's just a lot of, you know, nothing. Brothers and sisters, this is real. And what happens to us, we judge by external circumstances. We do not see. How many times have I said this to you? We don't see the whole picture. God is asking us to walk in faith right now, to believe his word, to believe his teaching, and ask for help from the Holy Spirit to put our lives in accord with that. May God lead you and may he bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.